Notice. Principal Secretary for Basic Education Dr. Belio Kipsing has today issued a stern warning to school principals who fail to register students for national examinations. The PS put the said principals on notice, asserting that any such cases constitute examination irregularities and culprits will face legal consequences. Speaking at the Deputy County Commissioner's, DCC, office in Kikuyu, where he supervised the opening of the exams container, Dr. Kipsing emphasized the government's commitment to ensuring every eligible student access examination, with all examination fees covered by the state. There is no reason at all, why we should not register any child because the government pays for these exams, Kipsing stated. He pointed out that a school in Eldoret had already faced legal action for failing to register candidates, warning that similar measures would apply elsewhere if such cases emerge. According to Dr. Kipsing, school principals have a duty to ensure all eligible students are registered, emphasizing that financial constraints no longer serve as a valid excuse for non-compliance. The PS further warned that cases of non-registration are in contravention of the Kenya National Examinations Council, KNEC, Act, with legal consequences for those involved. PS Dr. Belio Kipsing giving out exam papers to school principals today at the Deputy County Commissioner's office in Kikuyu, Kiambu County. Dr. Kipsing also addressed the persistent issue of cheating, expressing concern that students caught with mobile phones often attempt to gain assistance from adults within the school system rather than fellow students. He emphasized that students should be allowed to do exams in a peaceful environment without undue interference or pressure. This year we have seen a minimum of 11 cases around the country of attempted cheating compared to previous years. Any such breach reflects a trust deficit within our system, Kipsing observed. He urged principals and teachers to uphold integrity and set examples for students, warning that teachers who participate in cheating risk their careers being terminated. The PS equally expressed appreciation to the teachers, security teams, and the multi-agency personnel working to uphold examination integrity and ensure the smooth running of the ongoing national exams. He thanked Kiambu County and the wider Central Kenya region for their collaborative efforts, noting that no major examination malpractice incidents have been reported in the area. Dr. Kipsing further highlighted an increase in the number of girls taking exams in hospitals due to pregnancy, urging communities to foster protective environments for young girls to prevent such situations. He reminded parents and teachers of their role in guiding and counseling youth, especially girls, stressing the importance of securing their future. Reflecting on the progress in exam management, Kipsing indicated a positive shift toward school-led oversight with less reliance on heavy security. This year, for the Kenya Primary School Education Assessment, KAPSEA, teachers alone managed the process in schools, with police only assisting in escorting exams to ensure safe transport, he stated. Dr. Kipsing affirmed the government's commitment to fostering an examination environment where students can perform to their full potential. This year, 965,501 candidates are sitting for the Kenya Certificate of Secondary Education, KCSE, countrywide. The exam began on the 22nd of October, running through to the 22nd of November.